It's not knowledge of the technical side of how to decentralize, i.e., detach from and disperse global power that we lack. It is understanding of the heart side, of how our hearts were bound up in the trauma of that early loss of self, of voice, imposed by global statesmen. And we'll be exploring how each reflects the other. That is to say, the technical side and the heart side in upcoming shows. And to cement us in our loss, rob us of our voices, and seal us in a sense of powerlessness, the suppression of feelings was causally linked with the notion of the triumph of science, a science as conquered and denuded of life as institutionalized religion, a science necessary, we're told, to secure our survival. This is the protection scheme, global power style, in another of its guises. The statesmen create the problems, then tell us that only they can solve them. The power guys know what they want, have known for quite some time, and to pacify us, they call it progress or development. What it means in practice is removing the earth from us and vice versa, and then, after ensuring we have no means of securing independence, they fit us for their chains. But seeing that is not enough to escape the trap. We have to want our souls back, our voices back. We have to want to know how they were stolen. Further, it can't be emphasized enough that our recovered voices align with our core voice, our core self. Because we're communal, that we represent for the all of it. And I trust that before the solid unity that we are is visible in action, we are actual in spirit and must ever keep that unity before us, ever in our eyes.